Well, last year we did, 2 years ago, we for two consecutive years, we did a lot of stuff for Royal Columbian Hospital, and you and other doctors were all in the studio talking about the situation that our community is going through. Let's talk a little bit about that, because you yourself have also started an organization in cooperation with India to figure out how we can help people who are becoming diabetics faster than any other community.
Well, certainly, I think Royal Columbian Hospital and Fraser Health is in quite a unique position because there's such a large number of South Asians which Fraser Health and Royal Columbian serves. So I think it's only natural that we take active interest in health awareness, how to be healthy, healthy community, how to provide better care, and above all, how to reduce prevalence and diseases and make our community healthy. So on all accounts, Sushma ji, very happy to share with you the support we're getting from Royal Columbian Hospital and from Fraser Health is immense. All
Fantastic.
The initiatives we started slow takes a long time. That's the one thing, But I think it's really good. So, like today, I'm really delighted that you are again helping Royal Columbian Hospital, especially Royal Columbian Hospital Foundation now, because as you know, Royal Columbian Hospital is one of the 12 hospitals within Fraser Health as part of the network, but occupies a very unique place. Its place is really is the cardiac center.
That's
So
right.
it serves all Fraser Health, not just local, but all Fraser Health and even outside Fraser Health.
I wouldn't be wrong in saying that one person from every household has had a cardiac problem and has used the services of Fraser Health.
I would, in our community,
and especially Royal Columbian Hospital.
Yeah, I think that will be not too far from truth, you know, because when you look at the numbers, it's just immense. All the studies every day clearly confirm 3 to 4 times higher prevalence of diabetes alone.
In our
Cardiac,
community.
yeah, 3 to 4 times cardiac, you know, and it starts early.
Mm.
And though, because we don't keep information according to the ethnic breakdown,
Right,
it's
right.
hard to keep, but
Yeah.
you could see it when you go there.
That's
It's
right.
very huge. So I think it touches everyone. So I think by getting connected, as you know, very specifically in cardiac care, a very specific project of cardiac cath lab, which is unique of its type. There are two suites there which they want to refurbish and make updated. And our community has been a big help in the past.
Yes.
And I think going forward, it's really my dream that we make our community as healthy as possible.
Yes.
And through the effort of Fraser Health, whatever we can do, because rather than individual effort, if we make a global institutional effort, I would love to see something like on your program more on health, because awareness is so unique, you know.
You're so right. And we've talked about this in the past as well. And yes, we would love to do that, because a healthy community is ready to give way more to the general
Exactly.
population, right?
Yeah. Once you are healthy yourself, you are ready to do more, you know. Like, so I think in terms of Royal Columbian Foundation,
Yes.
I'm really impressed. As you know, I've been here a long time, you know.
Yes.
I've been affiliated with Fraser Health. And Royal Columbian Foundation and Royal Columbian Hospital itself and Fraser Health genuinely trying to work towards lowering the burden in the community, and we are reaching out to the community through that effort,
right,
through the gurdwaras and through the temples. Now we have South Asian Health Institute, one of the
right.
very unique thing within
yes.
Fraser Health.
Yes.
So I think slowly we are making progress, and now this specific program at Royal Columbian Hospital will go a long ways to engage our community.
When you look at, you mentioned that you do not keep any ethnicity figures, but it is evident, and you can see that majority of the cardiac and diabetic patients come from our community. And we've talked about this many a times. it could be our diet, the diet that we had in a hot country, yes, which would help us perspire and get rid of all the elements that clog in our veins. But the same diet over here in a colder country does not do the same magic. So those are some of the things that we have to understand as to how to adapt our lifestyles over here.
Yeah. You know, Lord, as you know, since we talked last time, lot more information keeps coming, right? So I think if we're looking at what might be behind high prevalence of diabetes in our population, I think it's fair to say that 80% is related to lifestyle.
80%.
80. Mm. And 20% is what you might call your, like, genes, or, or you have no control on.
Right.
So that means, and I think one could say that with some energy and some conviction.
Yeah, that it is preventable.
So that means it's within us to take control of. In it, then, I think the most important thing is related to sugar.
Hmm.
You know, if it's the added sugar, I think if we could get control on that, that alone will make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with the awareness, with education, we can go long ways in making a difference. So we're taking some very active interest. As a matter of fact, there is study today, same thing.
Mm.
And as you know, government of BC, through Ministry of Health, is starting a program, one of the unique program of our reward system. If you do something healthy, they will give you reward. There's works. So I think anything, any incentive to make people healthy, I think will go a long ways, you know.
But the government is treating people like children. Eh? Do this and you'll get this in return.
Well, you have to, awareness, you have to do everything possible, you know. I think, I know it's hard, but it's everything possible. But I think specifically in terms of Royal Columbian Hospital or the foundation, I think we really appreciate what community can do, and we really want to engage community more, you know, with the, and your support just goes long ways.
We are part of the community, and we have to play our role in there, and we have to do our, you know, contribution towards it. One thing that I always am concerned about is that when we talk about health issues, people feel, you know, up to the age of 40, we just don't, we think that we are invincible. Nothing is going to happen to us.
Yeah.
It's right the minute you celebrate your 40th birthday, things start going downhill. How to stop that?
Yeah, I think really part of the campaign, we need to awareness, it starts from birth.
Birth, yes.
As a matter of fact, earlier the better.
Yes.
Even when you're pregnant.
Mm.
So one of the things we are doing is really that education.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I would say, as far as diabetes goes, the amount of sugar exposure, the biggest part is to make sure that pregnancy is taken care of from nutrition point of view. It's a huge issue, so it starts at birth. No, don't wait till 40. It's too late by then already, you know. So I think we need to start early and really pay attention even during pregnancy.
Dr. Saab, chai peeni bina chini ke, toh maza hi nahi hai uska. To chai nahi piye. So how can you get your body used to it?
Yeah.
I know that it's not difficult.
Yeah, but I think it's the total calories, right?
Ah.
So I think maybe if you have sugar with tea or tea with sugar, then you have to cut down somewhere else, you know.
Right.
It's hard, but I think I could tell you it makes a difference.
I have noticed this, before we take a short break, I have noticed this in the last, I would say a year, that I have been craving sweet stuff, and that's not good.
Well, I think
I'm becoming a diabetic, do you think?
Yeah, well, try to just keep that craving to the craving, you know.
And not do anything about it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Arun Garg from the Royal Columbian Hospital Foundation is here with us. Today's interview is going to be all about some of the programs that Royal Columbian Hospital is engaged in. We'll talk about that right after this short break.